And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 30th of December, 2014. It's the wedding day of Percy Shelley and Mary Wollstonecraft Godwin, married on this day in 1816. They were traveling through Europe, came back to England. Mary was pregnant. They got married. She gave birth to a daughter who was premature, died after 2 weeks. A year later, January 1816, they had a healthy child named William. And that summer, they visited Lord Byron at Lake Geneva, Switzerland. And it was during that stay in Switzerland that Mary Shelley wrote her most famous novel, Frankenstein, came out in 1818. It's the birthday of the novelist and composer Paul Bowles, born New York City, 1910. He'd written musical scores for more than 30 plays, many of them on Broadway, for movies as well. Didn't devote himself to writing until after World War II. His first novel, The Sheltering Sky, also his most famous novel, came out in 1949, set in Morocco. He had moved to Tangier and became a full-time resident there in 1952. It was Paul Bowles who said, "We get to think of life as an inexhaustible well, yet everything happens only a certain number of times, and a very small number, really. How many more times will you remember a certain afternoon of your childhood, some afternoon that's so deeply a part of your being that you can't even conceive of your life without it? Perhaps 4 or 5 times more. Perhaps not even that." And it's the birthday of Rudyard Kipling, born in Bombay, India, 1865. His father, British artist, who ran an art school in Bombay. Rudyard Kipling wrote fiction, wrote poems, became popular, traveled the world, finally settled in Vermont, and it was there, in a rented cottage surrounded by snow, that he began to reimagine the India of his childhood, and he wrote the book for which he's best known today, The Jungle Book, about a boy raised by wolves who grows up with other jungle animals until a tiger forces him to go back and live with people. Here's a poem for today by George Bilgear entitled Living Will. When the doctor called at 3 a.m. to tell me that only a ventilator could keep my aunt alive at that point, I stood shivering in the dark kitchen thinking about that word, ventilator. I envisioned a dark shaft of some sort in an old office building from the 50s when my aunt was a young woman. Then I imagined being in that shaft, somehow hidden away behind a grill while an important meeting was going on in a paneled conference room full of big shots, scribbling things on yellow legal pads. Millions of dollars were at stake. Someone's career, maybe even their life, depended on what the important men did or said. But I was hidden in the ventilator shaft, safely out of bounds. I stayed inside that word for as long as I could, its syllables like 4 rooms I could buy some time exploring. But it was so cold in the dark kitchen, and the doctor was waiting. A poem, Living Will, by George Bilgear, used by permission of the poet here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.